Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Listen, learn, and level up. When was the last time you asked your clients for feedback? And I don't mean just a testimonial. Yes, it is very, very important for you to ask your clients for reviews and testimonials, which they can leave on your social media, on your Google business page, and all those great places, right? But you also want to get feedback from them. How did they find the experience? Was the price okay? How did they find the delivery? You want to listen, learn, and level up. A lot of people are very scared to get feedback because they feel that any type of feedback, any type of negative feedback is really horrible. But I love to ask my clients for feedback, get that feedback, and then take that feedback and improve on what I am already delivering, right? Because the thing is, your clients are the driving force of your business. Their feedback is what is going to help you decide if this price is correct, if this time of the year to offer this promotion is correct, if the way I offer the promotion is good, if where I offer the promotion is good, if how I offer the promotion is good or the offer is good. That feedback is very, very invaluable. That's why sometimes you see businesses may have, like, especially service-based businesses, they may have like a beta testing program because they want to get feedback from their ideal clients so that they can, you know, do a better job at the delivery or the design of the offers that they want to put out to their bigger audience, right? Guys, feedback is so, so very important. And the feedback can be formal and informal. It can literally be if you handpick, you know, your 10 best clients and you send them a form and ask them to fill it out, right, with maybe 10 questions about different aspects of the business, so you get that feedback. Or it can be very informal when you just talk to them, you know, face to face or over the phone, and just ask some questions so that you can improve your systems. But a successful entrepreneur is an entrepreneur who is always seeking feedback. You're always seeking feedback because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. We don't always get it right. Right, that's why sometimes you have these promotions and it falls flat. And the thing is, it might not have fallen flat because the offer isn't good or the price isn't good, but it might be because the timing of your offer, right? But you wouldn't know that information unless you ask for feedback. So a lot of times if I have an offer and it falls flat, I would ask my clients, listen, why didn't you buy this? I know that you said that you wanted this offer. Why did you buy it at this point in time? And they might say, well, Adanna, right now so-and-so is happening, or I didn't understand what the offer was about, which is great feedback because it means that your messaging may be off, right? Or I wish I had a payment plan, right? It's also great feedback, right? Getting that type of feedback. And guys, it doesn't matter what type of business you are, right? Whether you're online business or you're a brick and mortar business, getting feedback from your ideal clients helps you to make more informed decisions, better decisions moving forward. That feedback, you tie it into your data and analytics that you're collecting otherwise from your emails, from your social media, from your blog, from your website. You're taking that feedback and you're also combining it with all the data analytics that you have so that you can decide and make better decisions, better informed decisions in your business. Because the mistakes that you make this month or this quarter should not be repeated next quarter, because you have gotten the feedback and you've taken that data and you've made a better decision moving forward. Yeah, like and share, leave a comment, and let's continue this conversation. Ask me any questions you have about getting feedback, how we can go about getting feedback from your ideal clients.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast, and remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.